With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. The people who head the city of Albuquerque's violence intervention program recently reported to lawmakers its strategies for reducing crime in New Mexico's largest city. Senator Antoinette Cedillo Lopez praised the police department's efforts to battle domestic violence, but she pointed out that just 1% of cases end in conviction.
And what the advocates are telling me, given the low conviction rate, given the fear of what could happen in the courthouse, they're just not going to law enforcement with their sexual assault cases and their domestic violence cases, which is very concerning because it's creating a group of people who are just not getting any kind of access to justice and not getting any kind of help, and it's making them even more vulnerable.
APD's chief policy advisor, Damon Martinez, told legislators that staff is looking at data to see why the conviction rate is so low. Cedillo Lopez, a Democrat from Albuquerque, also lauded APD's program that focuses on breaking the pattern of violence by men who prey on their partners, but she noted participation is spotty.
Batters intervention programs are an opportunity for the victim, survivor, to get services and to be safe, because the data shows when they quit participating in the batterers intervention program, they might become batterers again in the future. But it does show that the incidence of violence while they're participating in the program is very, very low.
Legislative analysts have found that the number of clients receiving domestic violence services in New Mexico has dropped, even though the number of cases, 19,000 in 2018, has stayed the same. And state funding has been increased. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.